This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Yesterday on the show, I mentioned that I'd give you a one-sentence review of Ozark's fourth season. Well, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it. It was so good that it deserves way more than one sentence. Ozark is a show about money laundering and organized crime, drug dealing, and oh, so much family drama. It's mostly set in rural Missouri in the American Midwest, but you don't want to hear me talk at you for 10 minutes without a little bit of help. So let's bring in entertainment reporter Daniel Penamondo. He's here to shepherd us through the conversation, flip the script, and ask me the questions. Yeah. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'm in the host chair for the next 10 minutes.
All the power, now with Dan Penn.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this. I mean, I obviously know you like the show. Listeners out there might, you know, recount you mentioning the show on this show and know you like the show. I feel like I've been hearing about you talk about the show for a long time.
Now,
full disclosure, though, I mean, I just want to be sure. I've only seen the first season, and so we don't want to spoil the ears of anyone, right?
No spoilers on this.
Right. Okay, cool.
Absolutely none.
So, first question is, how long did it take you to watch this, the first half of the fourth season of Ozark?
So I'd forgotten that it was being released on Friday. So 9 p.m. rolled around and I logged into Netflix and I saw the new season was there. So 9 p.m. I started on Friday, and by 3 p.m. on Saturday, I'd finished all seven episodes. So all 7 hours were done probably in less than 16 hours.
That's amazing. That rarely happens. That can rarely happen.
Well,
when
I don't
you have kids.
Exactly. I don't have kids, so that changes the game for me a little
but,
bit.
But, you know, I remember fondly the times when, you know, binge watching was a thing. but don't you love, I can't believe that took you by surprise, that you forgot about the release.
Totally
and
forgot.
You just happened. Like,
totally
that must have been very pleasant for you. I'm like, oh, forget anything else I might have coming up, and let's push play.
I knew that it was sort of in the vicinity. I knew I was kind of in the date range, but I'd forgotten the specific date. I actually went in looking for Boogie Nights because I was looking for a movie that I love that bums me out, because I was in kind of one of those moods on Friday, and instead I just went through 7 hours of TV in less than 16 hours.
Amazing. Amazing. So we mentioned it off the top. How do you feel overall about, and this isn't the only show that's doing it, but splitting the season into two halves that release, you know, as if they were two separate seasons.
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel about that kind of approach?
I find it so weird. I don't even know why they'd bother calling it season 4A and season 4B. Like, why not just call it season 4 and 5?
I have to assume it's some, like, contractual thing, like some loophole that, you
we've
know,
paid
like,
you for four seasons. Yeah. We can't call it five seasons.
I don't know why they do it. It doesn't really matter, because it is essentially seasons 4 and 5, that's pretty much what they are. It's the naming convention that bugs me more than anything, which doesn't really mean anything. It's just, you know, formalities.
I would just like to have it over with, though, right?
Yeah.
I just want to watch it, right? I'm left with this cliffhanger. I want to see how the show ends, because this is their last season.
So I want to
see how the story ends. But yeah, as of right now, I'm not crazy about it, but I guess I understand why they have to do it.
I think the first time I encountered that, and maybe it's the same case for a number of other people, considering the success of Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad did the same thing with season 5. Yeah. And again, like, it's fine. It's just the naming that bugs me, which, again, means nothing.
The Walking Dead does it every season now. They split it in halves. And Netflix has done this before with BoJack Horseman. They split the last season into two halves.
How many seasons has Walking Dead done that for? That's
Man.
Crazy that they have done it for, like, more than one. That's
Oof.
Kind of like,
man, I want to say it's almost been the last 4 or 5 years that they've been doing that. Maybe even longer, to be honest. I've kind of fallen off the Walking Dead
and
path.
I think that's, like, that show's coming to an end, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that show's been going on forever.
Show's never
going
to end.
Next question here. So, considering the kind of batch release, 4A and 4B, if you will, of the seasons, did you ever consider the possibility, or did you ever consider that question, if you had the self-control to hold off and wait until the second half released as well. Then you could kind of go crazy with both halves.
So I've done that before where I've waited for everything to be there. I did that with BoJack Horseman. I waited for all of the last season to come out before I watched it. Mm-hmm. But because there are some spoiler natures to this show, not that it gets talked about a ton on social media. I don't think it quite has the same reach as, say, other talker shows. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to put myself in a position where I got spoiled. So I just went right into it.
I mean, the thing you have to watch out for as well, and this goes for anything that I guess can be spoiled, any form of media, is like also YouTube. Like people like to do their reviews and discussions, and then in the it's not watching stuff, because obviously if you're trying to prevent spoilers, you don't go watching and looking for stuff and commentators and stuff like that. But the thumbnails, like sometimes like just a frame of a TV series or movie can like
That's
spoil
enough.
The whole thing. Exactly. So what is it about the show? We all know you love the show. What is it, if you can kind of hone in on maybe one or two things specifically that you really like about the show?
So I love almost any plot line that deals with organized crime. I also like stories about people who are excellent at something. And the Jason Bateman character in this show is excellent at money laundering. And I always find that a fascination with a character. Who is great and how does being great impact their life? And because it has a bit of this Breaking Bad feel where you feel things unraveling and people becoming worse and worse and worse as it goes along, mm-hmm. you develop these connections that even though people are bad, you're still following along and still thinking of them as protagonists.
Right.
So I just love that. I also think an overall theme about the show is the importance of communication and teamwork. And if everybody's pulling in a different direction, you never get anywhere. And it leads to so much tension in the plot. It just makes it so, so engaging.
That's fascinating. This next question. Going back to our off-air conversations, you know that I'm slowly working my way through Better Call Saul.
Yes, yes.
Which you've seen, and a new season should be coming out soon, I believe.
I look forward to that show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really great show, and as we all know, that is a spinoff of Breaking Bad. Are there any characters in Ozark that you can kind of see maybe getting the spinoff treatment, or just that you're hopeful that, you know, maybe that can happen for a character or two?
Yeah, so I want to be careful here because I don't want to try and hit any spoilers anywhere, right? So I'm not going to tell you whether it's a sequel, a spinoff, a prequel, a blah, 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 blah. But there are two characters who I find fascinating. One is Darlene, who is one of the farmers in Missouri, who is just so charismatic and so captivating that I can't sort of take my eyes off her on screen. And I think she would make a really interesting character for a spinoff. I also believe that Ruth Langmore, who, to use a Breaking Bad reference, is essentially the Jesse Pinkman of the show, kind of plays as Jason Bateman's assistant on the show. She is such a good actor, and she is so charismatic, and her story, I think, is fascinating, whether it be what would be happening to her as side plots or prequels or sequels. I think anything you want to do with Ruth Langmore is something that I would follow along with. I'm blanking on the name of the actor right now, but she was in a show that Spike TV did about the Waco massacre in the 1990s, and she was excellent in that show too. So I would like to see more and more work from her.
So potential there. Now, would you say, tell me how many times this has happened to you, because for me this has only happened once, and again, this is Breaking Bad, where it's the only show I can think of that I've seen to completion where each following season is better than the last. Like, just everything gets ramped up, the tension, the stakes.
Builds.
Would you say that this falls into that category?
100%. Okay, 100%. Cool. Season to season, the tension builds, they add more characters, and they find ways to advance the plot with an escalation. It's fascinating.
Now, as we kind of wrap up this segment here, I have to ask you, and this is the question that gets asked to any binge watcher, is what are your feelings when you finally finish your binge? Do you get the sad, you know, do you get the sad feelings that it's over, or is it just pure excitement looking forward to the second half of the season? What are your thoughts and feelings when the credits start rolling on a show that you've just spent the last 7, 8, 9, 10 hours straight watching?
It's mostly feeling gross and needing a shower is kind of one of the big ones.
That's first and foremost.
That's one of the first ones.
In the shower, as you're reflecting on the last 10 hours, are you sad or like?
Yeah, it totally bums me out.
It
totally bums me out, because if you're really into something and you really love something, you're sad to have the story come to an end. In this case, obviously, there's still an anticipation because I'm waiting for more.
Right. It's not over. I mean, you still got a little bit to go.
But I remember after I finished BoJack Horseman, the show is sad by its nature, but I was sad when I finished finished that because it was so good and I tried to savor it and there was nothing left to savor. That said, Daniel, as of today, the new season of Snowpiercer starts on Netflix.
Which is another show you've mentioned on Now with Dave Brown, and we all know you love that show. Yeah. So it's, you know, the sadness maybe ends for one show, but the excitement for another show starts.
And I can't binge this one because they release it week to week because in the U.S. it's a show on TNT. Yeah. So Netflix in Canada only releases it 1 week at a time. So that'll stop me from binging and feeling too gross.
I don't know how I feel about the release methods. I don't know which I prefer. Do you prefer the weekly or do you prefer the binge, what you've just stated?
I'm now a sucker for the binge. Yeah. I like having everything available to me, but I see why streaming services do it the way they do it.
Yeah, because keep you hooked.
It means that you can't just sort of buy a subscription for a month, cancel, and move on.
Well, unless you have the wherewithal to like wait until it's all released, and then you can, you know,
that's fair.
You know, do your free trial.
Always strategies with Dano over there.
There you go. So I'm happy you liked it. I hope 4B is as wildly successful and entertaining as 4A. And thanks for this conversation. This is great.
No, Daniel, thank you for posing the questions to me. I appreciate it. But I've got one question for you before we go to break. You, of course, are one of the producers of the AMI Podcast Roundup, which folks can find Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And also, you guys take a look at a bunch of the podcasts across the network. So what's coming up today?
A new episode of the AEBC podcast Triple Vision is coming out today, and you can listen in as the team continues their discussion on the history of library services for blind Canadians from the 19th century to modern day. And as always, with all of our podcasts, you can find them on all major podcasting platforms, Spotify, Audible, and etc.
Right on. Daniel, thank you for this.
You're welcome, Dave. Well,
you've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.